Hey, good evening, everyone. I'd like to call the regular meeting of the Capital Planning Commission to order March 23rd, 2026, 5:30. Please stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Mayor DiMartino.
Here.
Mr. Hyder. Mr. Kurtica?
Present.
Ms. Fidomsky?
Here.
Ms. Ezzo?
Here.
Mrs. Wabno? Mr. Mercutio? Record should reflect you have four members present. And just for the record, this is a special meeting.
I'm sorry.
No. It says on there, but it's a special meeting because we changed the time to 5:30. But it's been duly posted, and the only thing is you can't add to the agenda, but I don't think you need to.
Nope. Okay, so number four, we don't have to worry about that. Number five, public portion. Anybody from the public like to speak? Anybody from the public like to speak?
Mark Garfalo, Town Clerk. I just want to address the committee. I see you have things that are added to the list of capital items in this current year. And that's for your consideration. But however, in for future things, I think that you're better served and we're all better served if there is a process in place to submit those plans, submit those items for capital planning consideration, perhaps, you know, setting a deadline on May 1st. So it's after the budget is passed so that then the board could debate and deliberate after the budget is passed to when you know how much money you'll have and then whatever other funds. And then as you allocate the five-year plan to put those things in some semblance of order so that there's fairness for everybody who's trying to submit things and in order of priority. So if there more money comes up in the course of a year, it should really come from stuff that's on the list previously submitted. So I just encourage that for the next year's process. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else in the public like to speak? Anyone else in the public like to speak? Third and final time, anybody else in the public? Hearing none, public portion is now closed. Six, review, approve, and recommend to the Board of Aldermen, Alderwomen, the 25-26 LOSIP and capital expenditure line items as recommended by Mayor Joseph DiMartino. Discussion and possible action and recommendation to the Board of Aldermen, Alderwomen. Right.
All right, this is Brian Hall. I'm the finance director here in Derby. In this month's meeting, there are a handful of items that were requested to be added to the list. We did indeed have some additional funding that was allocated from the boat. It was addressed specifically for the elevator modernization piece of it. However, there was also some available funds from previous meetings that we hadn't allocated that was starting to look to get allocated. I've asked a lot of the directors and leaders of the groups that were requesting this to show up to speak on behalf of some of these items, as well as where they're at with some of their other capital items, maybe things that they do want but weren't able to get on this list. So in that spirit, I will start with the Board of Education. What's been on this list for a while was the hazardous tree removal. We did that a couple of years ago to remove some dead trees and some stuff around security cameras for bigger views. So that got added again. I think I'll ask Dr. Conway to speak a little bit about some of the HVAC requests. Is what's currently on the list is some significant numbers, but it's my understanding that there's been a little bit of change in strategy, and perhaps there are some more items that could be for consideration, certainly in future years, if not this year. So we'll start with the Board of Education and we'll come back. So, Mr. Conway.
Yeah, some good news. With regard to the HVAC that we started small with, at the high school, knowing to come up with the millions of dollars that it would take to replace the entire system. And we've had multiple vendors come out and do different plans and pricing and so forth. But thanks to Jim Hoffman and Courtney, they tried a classroom at a time at the high school with what's called PTEC units. So if you go into a hotel room, they're the units under the window on the wall. And we ordered a couple of those, and they came in on weekends and installed them. And so far, phenomenal. So all of the units that they've been able to install are working very, very well. Teachers are very happy with them. And we think this is going to be a better process, a more affordable process for the school, for the department, for our taxpayers moving forward. Total for the outfit the high school would be about $90,000, as opposed to the $5 million previously quoted. And then two other approaches that we had quoted for Bradley School. It doesn't do the whole school, but it does do the gymnasium, and it does a zone down the main hallway with the art room, music room, some other office space for our support services. And that's putting rooftop units on the gym, and then on the library music art area. One rooftop unit costing $65,000, the other one $42,000. So we've prioritized those moving forward because we think they're actually affordable and will save millions of dollars in the long term. And then the fourth item on that is our DHS sound system is in significant need of replacement, has been for some time. And that's $35,000. We're trying to identify and prioritize items that are of less costly. What you also have on there might not be marked, though, as LOSEP eligible, but the badge system is our badge reader system to get in and out of all of our buildings. That would be at some point down the road, just to, if it could be considered, it is LOSEP reimbursement eligible, along with the window film that you see on there as well. Would be LOSEP eligible for consideration. But the other projects are prioritized, 1, 2, 3, 4 of the HVAC unit at the high school, the two at Bradley, and then the sound system at the high school. Thank you.
What are the costs of the PVAC?
I believe they're about $800 a piece. I'll confirm that, but about $800. And that was my exact reaction when Jim came to me with the idea. And I said, let's buy one and put it in. And it's amazing that it's they work as well as they do. So.
Thank you.
I think in addition to the items, again, they've all been on this list for a while. There's also the paving projects, which I know the mayor is spearheading as far as trying to use some of the rest of that road bond money, you know, the back of Bradley parking lot and the back of the high school. But again, those are for the road bonds. Those are not, you know, they're not part of this conversation, and neither are any of the referendum items either. So at this point, it's purely items that are in our normal capital budget or LOSEP budget. And funds that we you know we have available to spend in 25-26 if we so choose. So that was the Board of Education. We'll move on to the Senior Center. I do not believe Dawn's on with me, but I'm hopeful most of you are familiar with what's going on at the Senior Center. An elevator modernization proposal was submitted to the state. We did receive some funds, about $167,000 in grant money to cover it. However, the overall proposal is probably close to $400,000 as we're getting some bids now for this. So that leaves about a $235,000 shortfall to fully fund the entire elevator modernization initiative. I know it's been asked if it could be somewhat pared back and so on. I think it could, but obviously at that point, you're going to forego the grant money that you've received as What was submitted for the grant was the entire modernization project, and that's what they ultimately agreed to give us some funding toward. If we went back and just asked to spend some of it fixing up the old elevator, I do not believe we would get those funds. Is there any question on the senior center, or if Dawn is on, you're certainly welcome. No, right? Okay. Is Officer Grogan on, Deputy Chief? He isn't. Okay. All right. Well, then we'll go right to the fire department. The one item on here, again, it was on here before. It's just now sort of moved to the priority list and recommendations from the mayor, is the chief's vehicle. I will let Police Commissioner Gary Parker speak a little bit more to it. What I will say is right now, the assistant, the fire chief and all of the deputies currently have vehicles. They were older vehicles that were passed down from the police. At this point, one of them, the assistant chief vehicle, the 2013 Ford Taurus, has about 127,000 miles on it and is in need of some major repairs, including front tie rods, exhaust manifold leak, and a failed transmission. The plan, if it was approved, would be to purchase a new chief's vehicle and give the existing chief's vehicle down to the assistant who had the 2013 Ford Taurus. Gary's secured or has an option to potentially buy a 2025 Tahoe. It's got some miles on it, but he could get it at a significant discount as opposed to a brand new, say, 26 vehicle that's then got to get loaded up with all the extra equipment. This was a demonstrator vehicle that's already got everything attached to it. Gary, is there anything else? Would you like to come up and speak to the room?
Thank you, Brian. The vehicle that Brian is referring to is it's a demonstrator vehicle. One of the local vendors located in West Haven, Fleet Auto, has, this is their business, they outfit emergency response vehicles. This is a vehicle that they purchased, basically outfitted it all the upside equipment for storage, for incident command, compartmentalization. It also has a compliant to the new NFPA OSHA standard to have an isolated compartment for turnout gear, so when the gear is exposed to any kind of toxic, the chief would be able to put it into this basically sealed area in the back of the truck so that the toxins don't ride around with him or whoever rides in the truck. And that's coming down the pike for pretty much all fire apparatus at some point. This is it's got 5,000 miles on it. It's a 2025 Chevy Tahoe. It's all, it has all the emergency markings on it now. We'll change some of that up, but that's included in the price you quoted. I have the original purchase of the vehicle that from the gentleman and his equipment that he added totaled almost $96,000. It's got about 5,000 miles, as I said, basically just running around from trade show to trade show. And I offered him $80,000, and he said he would give it to us for that. He has a number of, his point is twofold. He's looking to upgrade his own demonstrator, so he's buying another vehicle and going to do the same thing with. And so he wants to get this off his inventory. And he also has some members of our department that work for him part-time. And so he really wants to help us, you know, see us in this vehicle, help us to get it. Thank you.
Any questions for Gary?
No, thank you.
Great.
All right, so now I'll do my best to speak about the police requests. So the two requests have been on here all along, the recall recorder replacement and new police vehicles. We have talked about holding off until next year before we discuss any new police vehicles. But this opportunity presented itself whereby essentially if they start up the canine program again, they would get about a little under $52,000 in grants toward the cost of the program. Now, what that would cover the dog and a lot of all the startup costs. It would cost retrofitting an existing car. It has to be one of the newer cars, so it's one of the ones we bought about a year plus ago, so year and a half old. But they would retrofit that with what the dog needs. And then it would still free up $19,000 to go towards a new police cruiser to replace the one that they're going to essentially, enhance for the dog. So, like I said, did present an opportunity to do if we were going to buy a car anyway, that of doing this program, in addition to the benefits of the canine program, you'd have $19,000 toward a new car. So that was the logic on why we would want to pull that forward and then potentially reduce the number of vehicles in the future that we purchased. So those are the five new items that were added. There still would be $76,000 remaining funds to potentially allocate towards something else. Does anyone have any questions?
Absolutely. Take a deep breath. So, Fire Marshal's truck replacement. We just bought one last year. Why is that on there now?
No, not Fire Marshal.
They're right here. It says Fire Marshal's truck replacement.
No, that was already approved. That I've just added this to the list to keep track of the total running total. So that Fire Marshal truck replacement was approved by the.
Approved that 63,584 already.
The board.
That's the one that is using right now.
Yes. Okay.
So what else? Oh, so the chief's vehicle that the commissioner just spoke about, I think that's like a no brainer. That we need that. And this way, everything gets pushed down to the assistant chiefs and everything. So, talking about the canine program, now has that been approved through the budget process through the tax board? I mean, it's an officer salary plus guaranteed overtime every week. Then we have the vehicle. I want to know how if this is going to be funded. If it's not going to be funded, do we need another officer? Is an officer going to come out of patrol and do this? I mean, there's a lot of questions that need to be answered before we approve that, in my opinion. I would like to see all the LOSA eligible items approved with the addition of the chief's vehicle. And that's it. That comes out to $589,062.
It's about 325. Those three items: the 235 for the elevator, the 10,000 for the tree,
right,
and the 80,000 for the chief's vehicle would be 325,000 additional compared to what was already been approved by the board.
So. What I'm looking at is the 235, the 9,467 for the library that's been approved already.
Yeah, everything the stuff in bold is blue. All right, so everything else has been approved. It's only the stuff in bold that we're discussing.
I would rephrase that I would like to see the 235,000 elevator modernization, the $10,000 tree removal, and the $80,000 chief's vehicle replacement. Those are all, I think, until we decide or the tax board or somebody decides if we're going to move ahead with the
canine program. It's going to cost a lot of money year after year after year. So I don't know if there's money allotted in our new budget coming up for this position or not. So I would pause on that until the tax board makes a decision on if they're going to fund it or not.
What about the recall recorder replacement?
Yeah, I guess we could throw that in. But everything else, I think we should wait to see. I know, Dr. Conway, you're looking for this money, which is, you know, the film and all, which is a lot right now. You know, I don't think we have the money in the capital planning right now for that.
The bad system, or the, again, I don't think you have the LOSUP this year, but are LOSUP eligible?
Okay, I mean, that's, I think we should, with the city's financial condition, and we're going through reevaluation. I don't want to hit the taxpayers too hard here. So that's what I'm recommending.
Yeah, I do agree on the chief's vehicle, and also for the senior center modernization. I don't know. It bothers me a little bit to think no one from the police department is here to answer any kind of questions with respect. Oh, did he? Okay.
I'm here. I've been sitting in the waiting room the past half hour trying to get in.
No, you just came up with the waiting room just now.
All right, so let's start over then. Deputy Chief, there was a few questions about the police vehicle, well, specifically around the canine program. If you didn't hear what they were mainly around, is there going to be incremental costs on an ongoing basis to support the program, i.e. another officer, additional overtime, or is all of these costs, would this be currently be able to be absorbed with your existing budget?
Yeah, the existing budget, yes. In years previous, when we had the program going, we usually allocated about $3,000 a year to cover food costs and everything else. But with this grant, everything is fully covered this year.
Right, covered this year, but what about the future years?
Future years, I would estimate probably roughly the same, only 3,000. Overtime will get absorbed in a resisting thing, not looking to increase that moving forward. And with coming up on full staffing too, hopefully we'd see a reduction in overtime.
Is there anything else specifically about the vehicle and the canine program while we've got?
So, Chief.
No, edit again.
Okay. Chief, how you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Good. So, as you know, I worked down there for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And the canine program over the years really didn't do too good down there for various reasons.
Yeah.
So, with this coming up, you know, I think it's a good program. I don't know if the, you know, the position and the everything has to be allotted through the tax board. So with the new budget coming up, we don't even know what the what our mill rate is yet. So I don't want to hit our taxpayers too much for everything. But the K-9 program is a good program. But I'm looking at the overtime for the next couple years. I know the officer, unless they change it, he gets like a guaranteed overtime hours every week to maintain the dog, for cleaning and training and everything else, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm roughly figuring, I don't know, $10,000 a year.
It would, if anything, it would be half that. So we're actually working right now to come up with a program. There's no post standards for what it could be. Some, I reached out to pretty much across the state and got everything back. So some allocate comp time opposed to overtime for things. So we're working on it now to come up with what would suit us the best, benefit obviously the city, but also encourage people to apply for that position.
So right now with the grant that you have, which is how much?
Roughly 51, all said and done. Okay. We get a blanket check for 32 to get it started, to buy the dog, We have a lot of donations. The State Police Academy for the Dogs free, along with secondary training for it, which would be drug detection. That's free also through the state.
So the 51,000 will do you good from now until July 1st?
Yeah, I mean, ballpark okay. range. I average, my predict my budget's gonna be about 30 grand to start that program. That's why I'm willing to, for a new cruiser, we'll have probably about 20, 21,000 extra that I could put towards a new vehicle.
Okay, so the only issue I have is that when you propose your new budget for next year before the tax board,
yep.
Who would have to approve this request? And I think we're still in deliberations, right, Mr. Zizzo, with the budget right now? Have you received anything from the chief?
We have a budget request proposal, yes. Okay. It hasn't been.
But no, you haven't acted on it yet. So I don't. The budget has to be approved by May. April 30th, May 1st, April 30th.
Okay.
So I would like to see what our budget's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's, you know, if the line item for the K-9 is going to be continued into the 26-27 fiscal year, you know.
No, for 26-27 for that program, it'll be, I'm not looking for anything for 26-27.
Okay. So just for 27-28 eventually, yeah. Right?
Max would probably be 3 years just to cover the food cost, like vet cost and all that. Usually we get donated. And we could, if need be, I could use some asset forfeiture money towards to cover any increase. I'm not going to come back looking for any additional money for it.
All right. I mean, my opinion, I'm only, you know, only one person on this board here, is that we wait until the city budget comes out,
mm-hmm.
Or the appropriation, see what the mill rate is, everything before we make any expenditures that are not low SIP eligible. Colleen?
Yeah, I would kind of agree in that we're just getting this information now. And it seems like we didn't really flesh out what the impact would be. It says that one of the newer vehicles would have to be retrofitted. I'm not sure of the impact to the existing fleet.
Yeah, the retrofit I'm able to cover under the grant to retrofit one of those cars into a K-9 vehicle. So I'm covering the cost with the grant to retrofit that car. I think, like morale-wise, it's more beneficial to get a new cruiser that'll be shared amongst the patrolmen rather than allocate, when our fleet's getting older, a brand new car to a specialized position. I just don't think that would go over well with everybody. And typically, a program, working dog lasts about 7 years, and I'm confident if we give them a car that's a year and a half old, that'll last them the duration of the career of the dog.
Thank you. I do appreciate it. I still think this is probably something, especially with the budget where we are. I know the police department did look for an increase. You know, as I've mentioned previously in tax board meetings, you know, I have significant concern about having any kind of increase. And I know that will be difficult with what we're being presented with. But I do want to try to do my due diligence in maintaining, you know, a flat line just based on, you know, the impact to our residents that are making their voices heard that they can't afford anymore. So while I do appreciate and respect that it might be a good program until we do realize where we're going with the budget, that's been presented to the tax board, I think it's premature.
Any other questions?
Okay. Yeah, can you tell me what the recorder replacement is?
The recorder replacement it's a state mandate. So it's basically records every call and transmission that comes in. Anything that comes up in through landline, or through text 911, as well as all the radio transmissions, including the medical stuff. So that is 18.5 to replace that. And Chief Todd estimated that thing's over 15 years old. It's well beyond its lifespan. So that records all metadata. We have retention periods that we have to keep the calls for.
Okay, and this would not be included as part of the next gen system?
No, it's separate. Next gen is just our computer dispatch system that the calls and the incidents are punched through and reports are done and submission of paperwork up to the court goes through.
Okay.
There were a handful of capital items we were able to remove because of that next gen system, but this was not one of them, unfortunately.
Okay. On this, I would be in favor of it.
Me too.
Well, then, to summarize, the bold items that I think we're going to approve is the $10,000 for the tree removal for the Board of Ed, the $235,000 for the Senior Center, the $80,000 for the chief's vehicle, and the $18,500 for the recall recorder replacement at this time.
Okay.
George, it's Sarah. I just have a couple questions.
Good, sir. Go ahead.
What is the process right now for capital requests being received?
Yeah, so the list has been pretty consistent each month as requests are, you know, needed or updates are needed. The department heads will reach out to me. I'll try to add them to the overall list. So the Excel, the five-year sheet has basically the entirety of everyone's request spread out over the years. And then typically what happens is in the current year, there's still more requests than we have funds available. At that point, before these meetings, I'll sit down with the mayor and he'll kind of decide which ones is he recommending we do that he thinks we can afford. So, you know, this particular year, we ended up with some more funds than usual. So most of the things that were in the 25-26 ended up on this list. There still were a handful that weren't, and then we moved those out to next year.
Okay, so the list that we have is a comprehensive list of everything that's been requested by the various departments?
Yes. Yeah, you know, and there might be some additions or changes after this meeting. It's not uncommon for folks to say, all right, next time around, can you add this or take this off? But I do my best before these meetings to have set with everybody and make sure I'm as up to date as possible.
Okay. I just think, you know, maybe potentially going forward, you know, historically, you know, the department heads have kind of presented some stuff to the Capital Planning Commission, you know, beyond the let's say the May 1st deadline of the annual capital planning requests, you know, and maybe given a quarterly update to us so we kind of know what's being asked for, you know, and why and wherefore, so we can kind of ask questions, you know, along the way, and then, you know, put together these capital project recommendation lists for the Board of Aldermen to approve. I think that would be helpful going forward. And then my only other item is, and apologies for, I'm a little under the weather today. The chief's vehicle, my only concern is that when the assistant chief's vehicles were approved last time at the Board of Aldermen, Alderwomen, It was the first time the assistants got approval for vehicles, and the approval for what was, I believe, for a one-time a one-time vehicle approval. And so, you know, I think we need to look at the meeting minutes and either adjust that, because yeah, I don't believe that it was set up where the assistants just get another vehicle once one of their vehicles breaks down. There was concern about that during that initial approval. I'm not sure if Colleen, George are aware of that.
I'm going to refer to Commissioner Parker. You want to say something, Commissioner, to that effect?
Yeah. I don't remember about being specifically the one-time thing, but I can remember having a conversation with the board at that time from this podium that in the future, as the vehicles, the three that we have now, as those wore out over time, that we would continue to try to work with the police department to get used vehicles and replace those vehicles in that manner, given now that the police department is struggling on their own. They don't really have any spare vehicles. The existing chief's vehicle that we have, we just put some money in it. I mean, the thing has 80,000 miles on it, but it's still a serviceable vehicle. And that's the reason you like to keep that one. That's the plan. And a new chief's vehicle historically have been changed out. It varies from year to year, but in my 50 years, every 6 to 8 years, the chief's vehicle has always been replaced. And again, as the Chief Grogan alluded to, mentioned the word morale. It goes a long way. Our volunteers, I'm not going to give you a whole lecture now, but it this goes a long way for morale to keep the guys very appreciative to have what they had. They only had it for a short time now, but they're out there 365, 24 hours a day, even in 2-degree weather, fighting fires. So they're not afraid to get out there, and I just appreciate it very much. Thank you.
I guess, you know, my only question would be, with what Sarah raised, does this need to get approval by the Board of Aldermen, or are we able, I guess, you know, that's for consideration of the vehicle that would be replaced. But, yeah. You know, as far as
this is all going to the Board of Alder for approval. So
okay.
I suppose at that point, if they had concerns, they could say no.
Yeah.
Well, it's not a concern. It's what was approved previously. So it was not approved that the assistance vehicles automatically get replaced. I'm not saying that that's not the case going forward, but the initial approval did, I think, specifically excluded that. So that is going to have to be addressed.
And I do hear you, sir. And thank you for that information, because I wasn't aware. I do still think, you know, I am totally happy and proud that we have a volunteer fire service. Definitely, you know, just a couple months ago, we witnessed heroic efforts and sub-degree temperatures, and it does seem like this vehicle has long since seen its day, so I would still personally be in favor of its replacement.
Yes, and again, this is specifically for the assistant vehicle
No,
moving
I hear you.
down is the, and again, I'm not saying that it shouldn't. I'm just, you know, trying to make sure that things are done in a proper way, which historically has not always been done.
No, and I definitely do hear that too. And I do think it makes sense to have the department heads come to present. You know, I just feel like we get more information. It gives us access to those people that are most in the know. So I definitely believe that we should put parameters in place. So moving forward, we do get the information in a more timely manner. I definitely agree with you on that point.
Yes, and you would have to research that, Mr. Garofalo, you'd have to research the minutes of the meetings to see what that was brought up or not. But I still think that this $80,000 chief's vehicle is a home run for us. We're saving a lot of money, so I still think we should add the $80,000 for the chief's vehicle, and then hold off until research is done by the town clerk to see, as Alderman Wadowski stated, that somewhere in the minutes that it was stated that basically that there would be no more vehicles passed down. I mean, that's generally speaking. So, okay, Mr. Garofalo, thank you. And but I'm still in favor getting this one-time deal. I don't think, you know, just to get that, and then we'll hold off. But it's not up to this board. It's up to the Board of Aldermen. But so we're just recommending, this board is recommending the, in addition to the tree removal, elevator modernization, and the recall recorder equipment that we purchased the chief's vehicle at the bargain basement price to be referred to the Board of Aldermen, pending Mr. Garofalo's review of the minutes in regards to the passing down of vehicles to the fire department chiefs. Sound good, sir?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, because I would say really the three things that could happen is, in the event that it is determined that it was only one time, right? The Board of Aldermen could first act on that, then they could approve this purchase, and then they would have to approve a bid waiver to purchase the vehicle. So you could do it all in the same meeting and then walk out of that meeting, and then he could purchase the truck. But that those would be the three things that sounds like would have to happen, unless the town clerk determines that that was never the case, and then you could skip the first part.
Commissioner Parker, FD1, what year is that now? So it's pretty much due anyway for a replacement. Okay. All right, do I have a motion?
I make a motion to approve, to be forwarded to the Board of Aldermen, the $10,000 tree removal from the Board of Education, the $235,000 senior center elevator modernization, the $18,500 for the recall recorder replacement, and the $80,000 from the chief's vehicle, pending review by town clerk in regards to the minutes of the fire marshal's vehicles being handed down.
Fire chiefs.
I'm sorry. Fire chiefs.
All right. Motion made by George. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Colleen. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Seven. Motion to adjourn.
I think we ought to stay.
I make a motion.
All right. Motion made by Colleen. Second by George. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Just note the time, please.
I'm sorry. Time 619.
Uh-oh.